I'm standing on the top of Castle Mound at Castle Hill with local historian and Blue Badge guide Alan Brigham. So Alan, a bit of a castle theme going on here. Can you tell me a bit more about the castle that was here?
This mound that we're standing on, which is the highest point in Cambridge, was built by the Normans after the Norman Conquest in 1066. It was a conquest. The Saxons weren't happy, they were rebelling, Hereward out in the fens was causing a lot of trouble, and the Romans decided they needed to build a castle here to control the natives. So this huge artificial mound was built with a stockade on the top of it, and at the base of it, a big stockade. It was called a Motte and Bailey castle. It was typical of the Norman castles. Long before that, this had been the centre of Roman Cambridge. But they were coming north from Colchester, which was their capital, heading north. They got to the Gogs. They looked down on the Cam Valley. They saw a muddy valley full of water. If they'd had any sense, they'd gone to the top of it to cross it. But because they were Romans, and what were Roman roads?
Straight lines. Off they went.
Yeah. So some guy stood up by the golf club on the Gogs, looked across the valley, saw a hill on the other side, and said, "Let's go." And what I find amazing is that Roman road is still there, stretching down from the Gogs, past Addenbrookes, past the Catholic Church, past Emmanuel College, past Next. all those different names. It's got Hills Road, Regent Street, Sydney Street. And when they got to the river, the Romans went straight across that as well. Originally it was a ford, not a bridge, and they went galloping up the hill to where we are. And on the top of the hill, they stationed a garrison to guard the river crossing below. And the rest of the Romans and their road went on towards God Manchester.
Wow, gosh.
Really, I think Cambridge began as it was a Roman little chef, really. It was a Roman stopping point on the way north.
So this area, this part of Cambridge is really special then. Would you say this is where Cambridge began?
This is where Cambridge began, yeah, guarding the crossing below.
Gosh, so all those people who flock to King's Parade, look at King's College, just don't know what they're missing.
They don't know what they're missing at all. This is the real history of Cambridge up here.
Standing here is absolutely incredible. The views are stunning. And also what I think is wonderful standing here today, actually, is I can hear builders working just to the right of us down in Castle Hill. And I'm just thinking, building has been happening in Cambridge for centuries and centuries. And we're lucky that we have many of the buildings are still left. We have brand new buildings built by eminent architects. We're just so lucky in Cambridge.
We've got buildings, and we've got King's College Chapel that people come from all around the world to see. I mean, it's a stunning building.
Yes.
But also we've got lots of smaller buildings. I mean, I'm just looking down Castle Hill behind me, and I can see some probably 17th, 18th century cottages still standing down there.
Yes.
Which nobody looks at, but are just part of the fabric of the town. Go down the hill, across the crossroads where the traffic lights are, by the Folk Museum, and that strip of houses between the crossroads and the river is lined with the most wonderful collection of timber-framed 16th, 17th century buildings that most towns would die to have some of.
Yes, and we're so lucky they haven't been knocked down. So we are lucky to have this Castle Hill area. And almost really what's becoming now a cultural quarter, with the Folk Museum, soon to be renamed the Museum of Cambridge, and Kettle's Yard, which is in Cambridge now.
Yeah, and also the shops. I think the shops in those old buildings that I talked about are part of it. The independent shops there, which aren't part of national chains, which are distinctive, and which are a place to go to find something different, not something the same that you can get in every other town.
Yes. It's a shame, Stu, that visitors to Cambridge just don't get past Bridge Street, really. If they could just make that crossing like the Romans did and actually come up Magdalen Street to Castle Hill, they would be seeing something that is so special and so unique, and they'd understand what Cambridge is about. How can we get them to come up here more often, I wonder?